It is important to recognize that medication is important in helping a person move into recovery from their mental illness. Many times, therapy will also be combined along with healthy lifestyle changes. Let's hear Maggie's story.
With the idea of recovery for any mental illness, the most important thing to remember is that recovery is going to look different for everybody. Nobody takes the exact same steps, the exact same process. And in the end, what recovery looks like for one person may be complete recovery. For another person, it might be that day to day, they're able to be successful. So that's really, really important. We don't have a standard. So we know what recovery from a cancer or a cold or something like that looks like, right? It's pretty much the same for everybody who experiences it. But for mental illness, it really depends on the person. For me, it was a very long process. I went to many different therapists, many different psychiatrists, and that was also an important piece because I needed to find the person that I was comfortable with. So when my mom first took me to therapy around 11 years old, it was like this 6-year-old guy. And you can imagine, an 11-year-old girl is not going to feel comfortable opening up to a 6-year-old man, right? That was a really bad pairing. But once she was able to find me a younger female therapist, I was able to work through a lot of my problems. And I did go see a few over the years because you do reach a point with a therapist where they've kind of done as much as they can with you and you need to move on. And a lot of it was just a process of me, when I was doing well and not experiencing a panic attack or anxiety, to be able to kind of sit down and process what was happening, what were the times that it occurred, and how was I responding? And that really helped me to identify where the triggers were and how I could avoid those triggers or how I could modify the environment so that the trigger wasn't as strong. The other really important part for me was medication. Been on medication since I was 10 years old. And it's been helpful, and I've had to change medications over time, but that's okay. And the important thing to remember about that as well is oftentimes people still say to me, actually, like, you're doing so great. Why don't you go off your medications? And I say back to them, it's like, well, no, I'm doing good because I'm on my medications. So it's important to recognize that one of the reasons you're doing good is because of the medications. And that's not to say that we don't always want to try to get to the lowest therapeutic dose, but just recognize that that is part of what recovery is.